Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. A big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN radio audience around the nation, around the world. We're excited about our daily broadcast that happens on the Gulf Coast. Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're there to be able to encourage you and give you a light perspective of what happened maybe in some dark moments in the day.
Yeah.
And to encourage you. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, if you missed our earlier program, you've got to be able to catch it. Understand, you want to get a perspective of who is ISIS? Are these radicals coming down from Syria into Iraq? And where do they come from, and what are they doing? And the program, it's probably going to be one of the most educational programs you've ever heard when you start hearing about from the Heritage Foundation, when Bridget Gabrielle is speaking, originally from Lebanon, mm-hmm. but she lays it out, and she's just truthful
yeah.
about the reality of the silent majority is always irrelevant. And that's so important, you know, that, you know, so many people think, well, there's a crowd, let me go join it. It must right. be right. You know, there is, you think about when Jesus was walking, God in the flesh was walking on the streets. There was more not walking with him than was walking mm-hmm. with him. And at one point, when the crowds left because they didn't like what he was saying, he turned to the very 12 that was with him. So he only had 12 at that point. And he said, what about you? So it's not about this majority thing. It's about you doing what's right. And it's not that complicated. I mean, even Mark Twain said, it's not the things in God's word I don't understand that bother me.
That's right.
It's the things I do understand. So I want to encourage you, shake that majority feeling that, you know, I have to be in the crowd. I have to be, you know, part of this thing. And then, you know, get into the word of God, begin to abide with the Lord and in his word. And we have a way to do that at iabide.org. And then after you spend time with God, then to begin to look at the folks that you're with and find out, you know, are these individuals serious about following God and his word? That they're not, they're the silent majority, and they're irrelevant because they're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
They're not, at worst case scenario is they're going to begin to merge with what presently is wrong. Because you can't really, there is no stopping in God. You're either going backwards or going forward. Mm-hmm. And you can be captive. You can be held captive as a people. And so just look at the word of God and find out what's right and do it, you know. And it's the ones who stand up and say, you know what? As for me and my house, you know, I'm going to serve the Lord. And sometimes maybe you are the only one in your house that's going to serve God.
Right.
You know, you can put your foot down. You think everybody's going to all of a sudden, because you change your mind, they're going to change theirs. It doesn't right. necessarily happen that way. But, you know, you can, your house, you, your body, you can say, as for me, I am going to serve the Lord. I don't know if y'all heard this or not, but we're going to be talking about Jason Castro. Jason Castro was one of the contestants on the program American Idol. Mm-hmm. And you got to hear his testimony, because he went that route, and at some point when he made the top whatever 10, I think it was top number 4, he said that he realized, this is only about money, this is yeah. only about fame, and I can't find God here, and I've got to find God. And now he left all of that for God, and you're going to be able to hear his testimony here on VFN TV. You're going to be able to hear his testimony, and it's just really, it's touching. Plus, he came out with a brand new album that we'll be talking about as well. So I can't wait for you to be able to talk about that in today's program. Did you hear about the coach, the Cleveland Cavaliers, right?
Yes.
The Cleveland Cavaliers, which are the number last?
Down there.
Down, yeah, I don't know that.
Way down.
That it's just, you know, anyway. So they have recruited Coach David Blatt from Israel. An NBA, not NBA, but he's the first Jewish NBA coach ever recruited.
Wow.
I mean, they said, you know, we've tried everything else. We'll try the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David Blatt. I mean, think about it. Hey. And why, that'd be something like God, right? All of a sudden, yeah. out of the middle of nowhere, then LeBron will be going like, dog. Just stay with Cleveland. I didn't realize they were going to go with God here at this thing, and yeah. that was just pretty amazing to be able to do that. But yeah, reports are
according to go back.
According to the,
his contract.
They were burning like posters of him. I don't know.
They take him back.
I don't think he's coming back.
Mm. But I bet you in a heartbeat they would go, okay, all right.
In a heartbeat.
LeBron, you know, I was just joking. I was just caught up in this stuff, you know. But yeah, so he's going to get paid $20 million to do this.
Wow.
Yeah, they say he likes taking the projects on that are tough. I'm thinking he probably likes a $20 million.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
That's amazing.
$20 million tough project.
You can find out more about them on the VFN Torch. But that's pretty cool. You know, that's the first NBA Jewish coach ever chosen, hired.
Wow.
And I think it's just beautiful because God's blessing Israel.
Yeah.
And we'll just see what happens with the Cavaliers. I know it's something like that. Football, basketball.
Great. We have some breaking news.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Great news. Answer to prayer. Looks like CBN is reporting that Miriam Abraham is being released from jail.
God.
Wow. It's just coming out. Breaking news. Wow. And that's all we know right now, but it's just been released. It's answer to prayer.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
That was quick.
Remember, she is the one. Miriam is the one.
Probably that's not quick for her.
No.
In Sudan, that was pregnant, arrested because her family, who were Muslims, turned her in for being a Christian. And they said, we're going to beat you 100 times and hang you by the neck.
Yeah.
And they she had to, after she has this child, and so she had to deliver this baby in chains on the floor. And, of a jail cell, mm-hmm. a crowded jail cell. And it was like, it was amazing. Nobody was coming to her rescue. And these children are American children. And her husband's American, and which means he would be an American. And this is huge news. As a matter of fact, I think this morning, you know, when in my abiding time, that I was just laying that all down at the cross and saying, dear Lord, the persecuted church, you know, is just, you know, it's amazing how much the church is being persecuted right now. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for Miriam Abraham. Yeah. Just even today, we launched the prayer today of the Persecuted Church. And in that prayer, and if you want this prayer, you can write to the Persecuted Church, write to email address, persecutedchurch@vfntv.com. We'll get it to you. But it says very specifically that, you know, God, that you would send angels like you sent to Peter, and you would begin to cause the release of these persecuted church. And looky there.
Man.
Isn't God good?
Beautiful.
That's great.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just ask you for Pastor Saeed. That's we ask you for the Christians in northern Iraq. We ask you for the three teenagers in West Bank. And that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm a little just moved right now. Just seeing what God's doing. More details obviously will be coming out. That's breaking news. But this particular... And the reason why we want to talk about Jason Castro is because he, before the entire nation and the entire world said Jesus Christ is Lord, he stopped and gave up money. He realized he couldn't serve God in money. He gave money up to serve God, and he wanted to get back into the fellowship of the body of Christ, the church. And he openly said this. It was just powerful. So it's not, we're not promoting any kind of program. We're just saying, wow, what a testimony. And now he has a new album out, and we'll be talking about his new album, but it's like, it's Only a Mountain. But I want you to hear this testimony. It's a powerful testimony from CBN when he's being interviewed about this journey. And then we're going to hear personal testimony from Jason himself. We'll be right back.
Well, American Idol has lost some of its luster, but it was a top, top, top show for a number of years. And this gentleman didn't win the contest in American Idol, but he made it to the top four. And fans still remember Jason Castro for his signature dreadlocks. Well, the dreads are now gone, and Jason has disappeared from the pop music scene. So whatever happened to him? Well, Jennifer Wishon went to find out.
Not have taken the crown, but fans of American Idol still remember former contestant Jason Castro for his dreadlocks and carefree sound. He scored big on the show, making it all the way to the top four. After leaving Idol in 2008, Castro quickly scored a number one international hit. Then he disappeared from the charts and the pop music scene, leaving fans with questions. What happened? Why the switch to Christian music? And perhaps the biggest question of all,
what's up with his haircut?
Well, you know, it felt like it was time for a change. So I cut and was like, oh, this is what it's like to run your fingers through your hair.
But his haircut wasn't the only big change for the 27-year-old. Even with all the fans and fame, loneliness began to take a toll. Although Castro grew up in church, the separation from family developed into a growing separation from God. He also struggled physically with exhaustion. Then came the faith questions.
It started to feel a little meaningless, like, why am I doing this just to... you know, to, I don't know, make a name for myself and make some money. I started to really have a longing to have more, really God in my life. At that point, I was just felt so detached from a church community. And, you know, I just struggled to stay connected to God on the road through the exhaustion. And I wanted more God in my life. And as a part of that, you know, I was like, I want more God in my music. And I just got to this point that I realized, you know, God doesn't want me to do anything on my own. He wants me to give it all to him and trust him with everything. And you know, it really changed everything for me to kind of let go of everything and realize that, you know, God can take care of it.
This is a story. Are you ready for a story?
Around the same time, Castro became involved with the I Am Second campaign, a popular ministry where Christian celebrities share their personal stories. This is only a mountain. You don't have to find your way around it. Tell it to move. It'll move. Tell it to fall. It'll fall. He found new success with the release of his first Christian album, Only a Mountain. Today, Castro tours with some of the biggest names in Christian music, Matthew West, Toby Mac, and the Sidewalk Prophets. But perhaps his greatest accomplishment is as husband and father.
What color are our eyes?
Blue.
Blue. She really changed everything. You know, I didn't know how much she would change it. And more than anything, I want to be here. I want to be a part of her life. I want, you know, her to know that her daddy loves her more than just even in a song. And so... are you saying you agree with that?
This isn't a story about a young man going to Hollywood and getting lost in the glitz and glamour. Instead, Castro is using Hollywood to share the love of Christ with people around the world. Castro hasn't abandoned his American Idol past. In fact, he uses the platform to give back to others. He spends much of his time overseas working as a spokesperson for the charity Malaria No More and helping with Roma Boots, a nonprofit providing boots to children in need.
When I see these kids in need, I have a deeper connection because I look at them and, you know, then I see my daughter. I see, you know, I remember on the trip there was one kid that was like the same size as my daughter. And he was in snow. He just had on a little sweatshirt, no pants, and we gave him some rain boots, and now he had some shoes.
That's what I'm here for.
We met up with Jason at home in Dallas, leading a benefit concert for Young Life Capernaum, a ministry that specializes in meeting the social, physical, and spiritual needs of young people with special needs. While in Texas, he also leads worship and volunteers with his wife, Mandy, in the marriage ministry at their church.
Our great Redeemer, glorious Savior, your name is higher than the right.
And when not on tour, there's always music in the Castro house.
You shine forever.
Brother Michael and Sister Jackie have strong followings with solo careers of their own. So is there a chance for a Castro family album?
Take it away.
Take it away.
Yeah, you know,
we'll have to wait and see. And as for the future...
I don't know what the future holds for Jason, but there will always be music.
In TV, we say stand by.
TV, we say stand by.
Jennifer Wishon, CBN News, Dallas.
Nice guy. I'm sure you missed the dreadlocks, though.
Wow, it's just so amazing to see that testimony, and we're going to have more in just a moment, but understand his album is Only a Mountain, and you can get it at Amazon.com at this moment from iTunes. Let's support him.
Yeah.
And that's why we're talking about him today, because he stood up for God. And we're believing God for the entertainment mountain, the media mountain, mm-hmm. and all these different right. mountains. And it's like, he's standing up.
That's
he
right.
said, you know, God is what's most important. And he gave up a lot of fame and he gave up a lot of money for the greatest wealth of all, personal relationship with Jesus Christ and eternity. More when we come back, his personal testimony when we come back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
In the end, what's really important to you? Stuff or your faith and family? With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Randy Alcorn shares this perspective, suggesting that you think about eternity today.
I think if we look at our lives right now, we tend to just keep thinking as if we're not going to die and we're not going to leave behind all these assets. And this life is a window of opportunity. So the question that's very healthy to ask is, okay, after I die, what will I look back on and wish I would have done differently? So why not spend the rest of our lives closing the gap between what we're doing now and what one day in the presence of Christ we will wish we would have done?
You'll find more about life challenges and faith at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an iSomething or an something, and put it on your desk at work and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it,
mm-hmm.
don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices, and podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee
mm-hmm.
while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you
mm-hmm.
because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life will, you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live.
But we also have highlights. We actually have a entire 2-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're just focusing at this moment on Jason Castro, and I'm just so proud of him as a young man of God, husband, father, and his willingness to lay everything down and his ability to discern the direction that he was going in was leading to emptiness. Yeah. And he had to find God, as you just heard. Well, we have for you next, and don't forget his new album, you got to get it. His first album is Only a Mountain. As a Christian, I mean, he's just dedicating all of his gifts and talents, just like God wants us to the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And one way we can say, other than to say, that's great, we can actually go buy his album.
That's right.
Go buy his album and let him know with I think it's only like $10 or something. But that just says something. It says that you made a good choice and we stand with you. And his testimony, and again, you can see it and you can find out more about it on the Torch at VFNTV.com. But Only a Mountain by Jason Castro. But here is Jason's testimony. This is it's so close up. We had to do some things to make sure that it was. But anyway, this is his testimony of him sharing about his journey. How did he get here? Because you'll see so many parents are wondering, you know, I'm trying to raise my child right. I'm trying to raise them in the ways of God. And it seems like the world's pulling on them. Does it make a difference? And he's talking about the impact of his family and his, you know, speaking God into his life as a young man. And even though he took this journey that he was going on, that because they raised him up in the way he should go, that turn took place. Matter of fact, listen up, Jason Castro.
I'd like to share my story here tonight because, you know, a lot of you guys probably saw me on American Idol, and it's real easy to see somebody at their shining moment and just be like, man, I wish I could be there. I want to be there someday. And I know we've got a lot of dreamers here tonight and a lot of aspiring artists. So I want to share my story because I hope it will inspire you and encourage you to seek your art, but more importantly, to seek God above all things and to never forsake that in light of the art. Because, I'll just start. So I grew up in a Christian home. I feel very thankful to have grown up with a family that God was at the very middle of it. And, you know, we always read the Bible at night. We prayed about things. I just really saw my parents love God. And that blessed me so much, you know. And as I grew older, around 17 or so, my faith started to become my own. I realized, you know, I've grown up in church. I believed in God all my life. I know Jesus died for me and saved me from my sin. But I didn't really realize the implications of that until, I started growing up and I started realizing, oh, this sin is an ugly thing and I'm doing it. Well, you know, what does this mean? And so around 17, I started taking God at his word and believing that it was life-giving and that it could transform my life. And so as I started on that journey, around the same time, I was really into music, playing drums. I actually grew up playing drums. I didn't start playing guitar or singing until college. So I grew up playing drums, played a lot with my dad in church. He played guitar and sang, hence the reason I didn't. And he sang, as well as my five uncles. They all played guitar and sang, so I wanted to be different. I played the drums. And I loved it, still do. But, around 16 or so, I got in my first serious band, and it just really started taking off. Things started moving. We got a manager. I was flown out to L.A. for a showcase when I was 18, and talking to these big labels, and it was just my dream. I was like, man, it's so close. It's within reach. And I was doing it with godly guys, and I just loved every minute of it. But at that same time, I also got into college, and it was fortunate to get a few scholarships and financial aid. And in my head, I kind of went to school because it was free and I didn't have to get a job, you know? Get free money, I wouldn't have to work, I could spend all my time playing music. And about one semester in, I realized that wasn't gonna work when I got pretty bad grades. And on my first round of tests, I remember I got back like 20s and 30s and I freaked out. I was like, oh, this isn't like high school. I think I'm gonna have to study and go to class. And so, you know, after that first year, I'd been doing a lot with the band, spent more time away from school than I did there. And God was just doing a lot in my life at that time. You know, I was just really seeking and not sure of which way to go, confused with, you know, I had these desires in my heart, but at the same time, there's kind of a lot of negative things attached to it and some compromise happening. And I just, at the end of that first year of college, I realized, you know what, there's no way God's gonna ever bless me if I'm squandering what he's already given me, you know? And I hadn't realized it at first, but, you know, I just was throwing this school out the window. I'd lost a scholarship and went home, and my dad's just like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know, I just wanna be in a band, you know? And, well, actually, we had that conversation for about 2 years leading up to this. And I eventually was like, you know, maybe my dad's onto something. And maybe God's speaking to my heart, you know, maybe I do need to not quit music, but I need to be a good steward with what he's given me and where he's put me. And so it was probably the toughest decision of my life to date to quit this band. But I decided, you know, actually a week before school started to, you know, just say, guys, you know what, I need some time off, I need to walk away. And and that was a really hard thing because in my mind, I felt like I'm young, things are rolling, it's now or never, I gotta give it my all. And so it was just hard, you know, I felt like it was so close. It was, you know, we shed tears. I went back to school with no friends. I went to Texas A&M, which is great, yeah, great school, but not exactly, you know, the kind of place where a guy like me fits in. So I show back up my second year of college, missing out on all the freshman activities because I was in a band, and just like, oh, where do I start? And, you know, it was really the toughest year of my life, I always say. You know, you think, oh, he's following God, it's going to be good. It was the worst year of my life. The loneliest year of my life. There was nights I spent crying in my room, just praying, reading, being like, God, what am I doing? What are we doing here? Please guide me. And you know, but out of that year, the biggest thing, you know, I did everything I could. I got into Bible studies. I went on a mission trip during spring break because now things had shifted. Music wasn't the main thing. Above music, I wanted to be the man God wanted me to be. I wanted to learn how to be a man of character and just put him above before anything else. Amen. And so, you know, the way the story goes, American Idol came to my hometown. That year is when I started playing guitar and singing because I didn't have a band. And you don't really make friends with the drum set in the dorm rooms. So I started playing by myself and, you know, just kind of, actually, because I had no friends, I was watching TV. I was watching American Idol that season. I was like, you know, that'd be something cool to do as a singer, trying all these different genres and the challenge of that. And so I came to my hometown and I was like, you know what, let's give it a shot. I'd only performed in public about 5 times to that first audition. And, you know, coming out of the rock scene here, I didn't really tell any of my friends, you know, I was trying out for American Idol. That's, you know, such a sellout, you know? So I had to wear this bracelet all weekend and I covered it with a bunch of other bracelets so no one would know it. And honestly, I didn't know if I could sing. You know, a couple of my friends told me I could, but I didn't know what that meant. So I really didn't know how far I was gonna make it. And you know, as things got rolling, it was just crazy, you know? Every step of the way, I was like, man, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if it's gonna work. And then made it through another round. I was like, okay, God, whatever you say, I'll keep walking this way. And you know, and since American Idol, it's an amazing experience, a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And you know, I'd say the biggest blessings have come since then, you know, between getting married and having a daughter. She's 20 months now. And, you know, and I do attribute all the good things in my life to God and to the obedience, you know. Actually, a little side note, my wife was actually one of the turning points for me quitting the band. I hung out with her the night before she went back to college for the first time ever alone, and just talking with her, I realized, man, this is a godly woman. How am I going to end up with her? You know, that was one of the things that really put things in perspective. And, you know, I'm just so happy to say that she married me. And it was fun. But anyways, all that to say, dream big. Put God before, you know, you never know what his plans are. And in my story, what I declare is just that, you know, I had these dreams of music, dreams God put in my heart. But when they became above God, my life was a mess. And when I put God at the front, not knowing where I was going, feeling like I had just given up my dreams, God brought it back bigger than I could have ever imagined. So that's my testimony tonight. And,
just powerful, powerful testimony. Make sure you get his new album, Only a Mountain. When we get back, you're going to be able to hear him singing right here on VFN TV.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Talking about the app, I love the app. You need to go to Google Play Store or your Apple Store or your Windows Store, wherever you...
That's right.
Listen, across all the platforms, we have an app for you. And it's the VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio app. You can continue to take VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio program on the go. We have podcasts for you that it downloads. Just it get right into your phone.
Just automatically.
Automatically. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was having a conversation last night with my sister, and she was telling me that a friend is going to Japan for the military, mm-hmm. and she was sharing with her all the things that you know have been discussed on VFN TV and the Daily mm-hmm. VFN Radio program, and how she was so encouraged, and she's like, well, she has a 15-hour flight. And she can listen to. I'm like, yes.
Oh, wow.
Tell her to get on the podcast. It'll download right into her iPhone. It's right there. And she'll listen to it. Because you don't have any internet in Sky. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
And you can just listen and go. She's like, oh my goodness, that's awesome.
You know, you talking about that, John, reminds me of an encounter that I had. There's a lady that I had met, and she travels so much. She travels from Miami. She's all over Florida, basically all up and down the coast. And we ended up just striking up a conversation about the Lord, and she was just sharing about how God's been speaking to her. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking about the radio program. And she was just like, what? And just really encouraged and intrigued, and we started talking about it.
VFN TV?
Yeah, the VFN radio program. And I looked down, and she had her purse, and then she had, obviously, like a cover or something for her iPad. And I said, is this your iPad? She says, yeah. And she just very, very, just opened up her iPad. I said, can I look at it real quick? She says, yeah. So I opened it up, went online and went to, the radio page. And mm-hmm. then I went to the home, like the app, and I just downloaded the app for, put it right on her home screen. I says, here you go. And I showed her on my phone, showed her on the iPad. She ended up sending me this was probably like a month ago.
Now, where does she work now? She works for
a hospital.
Okay.
But she travels and she works for, I don't even know. She works for multiple hospitals.
Right.
And she ended up sending me a text and she says, thank you so much for sharing me that app. I was up all night listening to segment after segment after segment, and I am so encouraged.
Wow, so you shared with her VFN, the VFN TV and the Daily mm-hmm. VFN radio app.
Yeah, just downloaded it right there.
Wow, powerful. Isn't that encouraging?
Yeah.
We're hearing testimonies like this over and over and over again, and it really encourages us because we're mm-hmm. here for you. We're here to keep the conversation light and to, by the grace of God, bring biblical perspective to the things that are happening all around the world and to share wisdom moments. And to share what God has been speaking to us prophetically about the coming days. And we're excited, truly excited every day to have this conversation with you as we're abiding and seeking God and to be here with you. So this is beautiful.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Right before we go into Jason Castro singing You Are, which does an excellent job, is I want to just tell you why we're so moved about the release of Miriam Ibrahim from the Sudanese woman who's married to an American man who has two children, one born in that captivity, who was threatened with being beat, whipped 100 times, and hung by the neck because she refused to deny her faith in Jesus Christ is because the Lord laid on our heart that we need to begin to pray for the persecuted church. We need to be involved with her. That's us. And we need to pray. And so God laid on our heart, you need to begin to fast and pray. And so many things are being said about hopelessness that, you know, it's over. And it's not over until God says it's over. What he wants us to do is turn to him. That's all he wants, is to turn to him. And so then the first day of a community of prayer that began to fast and pray for the persecuted church that they would be released, God moves in Sudan. And Miriam Ibrahim, while we're on the air, mind you, while we're on the air, she gets released. That's God. This is what I believe God wants you to know. What we just experienced, you can experience. Prayer works. It's time for you to rethink your whole life and say, you know what? I've been involving everybody, money, things, education, stuff, relationships, but I got to involve God in this thing. I got to begin to pray for this nation. I got to pray for the church. I got to get involved. I got to read God's word. You know, it's time to understand that it's God's world. He's in control of it. And he can do anything he wants to. If he sent angels to shake the jail so hard when Peter was in it that the gates flew open, he can do anything. Mm-hmm. He can shake down wrong governments. He can shake them down. Even if a wrong government's shaking you down, understand that God could shake that government down that's trying to oppress a people. And this is all that convergence what I'm telling you about. You know, when God says, do this, we get involved in it and we do it in the first day of a journey of prayer and fasting, then all of a sudden, with a specific reason, for the persecuted church. In other words, prayer not about you. Prayer about others that are being persecuted and suffering great loss. God frees up Miriam Ibrahim as we're on the air. So it's just so exciting. We thank you, God, for that, for answering prayer. We pray for the persecuted church at large. Like I said, if you want that prayer, you can write to persecutedchurch@vfntv.com. The email is persecutedchurch@vfntv.com. Or go to VFNTV.com and contact us, and you can request it there. Well, here, Jason Castro, powerful testimony. Is that not powerful?
Yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, so powerful. He realized that God had given him this talent. He was raised in God, you know, and he got to a certain age. He realized, this is real. Sin's real. It's in my life. I got to deal with the sin issue. And then all of a sudden, he started taking the talents that God had given him and was raising them above his relationship with God.
Yeah.
And then he finally had to lay that God back down. And pick God back up in his life again. And he said that was a broken time in his life. And it was in Denton, Texas, the university in Denton, Texas. We're really familiar with Denton.
Yes.
Matter of fact, they're having storm alerts and warnings even today. Pray for Denton. I mean, the storm is there like every day.
Wow. Ruthless.
Highway 35, that main artery coming down into Dallas. But big shout out to all of our listeners in Dallas up there. And his testimony is that all of a sudden when he begins to pray and cry out to God, then all of a sudden this opportunity comes. But what this opportunity does, it takes him all the way to a place to reveal to him, wait a minute, I didn't need the world.
Wow.
I didn't need American Idol. I didn't need this I want to be in a band thing. I just need God and me. That's all I need. He began to sing to God like David did when he was in the wilderness. You think about it.
Yeah.
And he realized, wait a minute, God in me is a majority.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this. I'll leave everything. He left everything. He left all that opportunity, money, and everything because he wanted God. And look what's happening now. Mm-hmm. You've got to get his album. You know, you want to vote for somebody? Vote for Jason Castro by buying his album, saying, this is an amazing journey. We appreciate your decision. I forget this young lady that a lot of kids like her. She's growing up, she's probably in her 20s now. She dated Tebow for a while. She's a singer. I don't know what her name is, but she said this. And we had her part of her, what she said on the program once. She writes a lot of songs, you know, for young people and this type of thing. She writes all of her own songs. But she says, the artists of today are raising the children for tomorrow. I mean, their lyrics and things that they write. And when you see somebody like Jason said, his age doing that. He's saying, I want to impact the next generation with the entertainment mountain, with the music mountain, with the worship. And it's just a powerful, powerful thing. Take a look at this. This is Jason Upton. This is not Jason Upton. This is Jason Castro singing You Are. Mm-hmm.
looking for love, looking for something to never give up. You are the one, you are the one. Looking for purpose in all of the pain, looking for someone to hold in the rain. You are the one, you are the one. You are life, more beautiful. You are love, more powerful. You are the light that always shines. You are the one. You came in my darkness, you came in my night. That warning, you came to my side. You are the one, you are the one. And there's no before you, there's no too late, there's no without you, there's only today. You are the one, you are the one.
You're listening to Jason Castro, his new album, Only a Mountain. When you think about that, you know, the Word of God tells us that when you have a mountain, you're facing this mountain, just shout at that mountain, grace. Mm-hmm. And you think about all the mountains in his testimony that he had faced, and God moved. And one of those big mountains, of course, is Miriam Ibrahim mm-hmm. being released today from the Sudanese prison.
Yeah.
This powerful thing.
Huge.
Huge. Totally, totally huge. And by the way, I was saying, you know, that this particular girl dated Tim Tebow. That actually is a rumor. It's not true.
Mm-hmm.
A joke or something like that nature. But it was Taylor Swift. And she made the comments early on in her career. She's won quite a few awards. That the artists are basically raising the next this generation because they listen to their music. So whatever you write, and she writes these lyrics. And so when you see somebody like Jason, I always want to, Upton wants to come out, Castro come out. It's like, my goodness, you are speaking into the lives of this generation. Mm. And we just say, thank you, Jason. Thank you for your turn. Your turn, you turn this way, and the way that's already in your heart.
Yeah.
and you've blessed us, and we want to bless you. And we just say all of our listening and viewing audience, take the time to go to iTunes, take the time to go to Amazon.com or your local store, and you can see the CD on your television right now. You That's can see right. the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com, and just get it. That's a way to say thank you. And also, by the way, you can like them on Facebook. We'll have that available to you on the post today. Go to VFNTV.com, look at the torch, and look for the Jason Castro post, and you can actually find his Facebook there.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And we're just talking about what God is saying and some of the things that sharing some words about a spiritual avalanche, this huge mindset. And it's just so refreshing because, you know, when you're hearing from the Lord and the things that we've heard and I've heard, is after a while, you're just thinking like, I'd like to hear about something good. You know, I mean, right. is there something we prayed for a long time? You know, we pray for a long time. And part of one of the prayers that we were praying, you know, scripturally is like, Lord, let us know your heart, your feelings, what you're thinking. And it came to a point, it's like, you know, I don't think I want to know this anymore because it just felt so heavy and so broken. And so I don't think I have the grace, I don't have the ability in my humanness to be able to even tap in barely to your emotions. Mm-hmm. But I can't. And then we added to the prayer that you would give us grace to be able to handle this. And he did.
Yeah.
And because we don't want to, you lose your relationship with somebody when you're not willing to feel their feelings, you know, what they're thinking and feeling and empathize with them. And so you want, don't lose your relationship and turn it over to religion. But in the context of that, God's heart's broken over all this. Mm-hmm. And then he began to tell us that, but if you're broken over this, it's nothing wrong with you. It's a good thing. As a matter of fact, he talks about it in Ezekiel, and he literally put a sign in the sky for us after a time of 7 days of prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. That he says, go down there, those that are broken over the situation, he's telling Ezekiel this, and put a mark on them. Put a mark on them so when this storm comes, that it won't affect them. Did he not do that? I mean, yes, he did sure that. Did. It's like, oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. And literally put
a sky.
It was in the sign in the heavens about mm-hmm. it. And so if you're God's, and not if you say you're God's, understand that. Not if somebody tells you that you're God's, God's apostrophe S, you know, you're possessive, that you are God's son or daughter, is that you know you're God's. You know what I'm saying? You're not like, I guess my pastor told me I'm saved. You know, I don't know. This is prophet that told me I have a call on my life. And like, no, dude, you know Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You made him the Lord of your life. You abide, you hang out with him, not because you have to, because you desperately want to. You want to be able to spend time with him and know what he's thinking and all. And so you want to make that decision. If you haven't yet, we have a way to be able to help you do that at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org.
Hello there.
I was talking more about the Ford thing, not necessarily
Ford.
Any kind of
Ford?
Yeah, the Ford F-150 low overhead type
head thing. Bump,
blood. Sacrifice.
Okay.
That
seems that I just think we just had another one up under the studio because it's still right.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're gonna have to put pads around him.
I'm telling you,
just pads.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever.
He just gets he's so intelligent that sometimes he just disconnects from all things.
Totally.
And the world just bumps into him.
See, totally.
And he's shocked. He's just shocked. No, what was that? That was a wall, Pat. That was a wall. That was a wall.
Careful, careful.
It could be all that stuff you spoke over me. I'm not sure. I don't know.
You know, I've been trying to break all this stuff. I've been watching it come to pass.
I think it's trying to break you. I'm not sure.
I know. Scary thought.
Anybody see my keys?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Totally amazing, all the things that are taking place. I want to cover in this last part of our program at the bottom is to remind, we talked about this earlier in our program sometime back, but it's still present, and we tend to forget about it. When you hear the United Nations, some people feel that it's just some sort of neutral body that's going to be there for Christians, going to be there for Israel. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, when you hear about you know, wanting a caliphate, which is the Quran to be the ruling law over the land. And with that comes Muhammad and the Muslim belief in the context of that. And I do want to say God loves Muslims. Mm-hmm. So do we. That it, many are being saved. Many yeah. are coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, having visions, and there's a revival in Northern Africa that's taking place. But understand, but that's, you know, that's the silent majority.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we're not talking about that. We're talking about this aggressive part of radical Islam that's working towards the Jews and working towards harming, pushing Israel into the sea,
yeah.
basically, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Reported 15 to 20%, which is 200 million.
180 to 300 million.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, somebody says, well, it's only 10 or 15%. Well, if she's saying there's 1.8 billion in the earlier part of our program,
yeah.
that means there's 300 million people against you. Right. That's a concern when it only takes 11 to take some box cutters and take down.
Hello.
The two financial twin towers and everything else that happened, and that's a lot, which shows you only God's the one that keeps a nation safe. But you hear about the United Nations, and you think about, well, let's just take it the United Nations because they're, you know, they wear white hats, and so they're all, you know, nice. And the truth is, this is understand from a Christian perspective what we're talking about. What the Word of God says is that there will be a one world government, and it'll be one economy, and it'll be controlled in some way. And the most prime instrument for that would be the United Nations, because there's nobody right now ruling in that level. Somebody says, well, that's not in their mind now. All you have to do is take it over. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is change offices. And as a matter of fact, to prove that has been done by Muslims in the context of Israel, they developed a voting bloc inside the United Nations that no matter what, they will vote against Israel.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this now. And as you're seeing what's happening in the United Nations, and understand, if you take it to the United Nations, it won't end up good for the church, and it won't end up good for Israel. When our president can stand at the United Nations and say the future must not belong to those who blaspheme the prophet, you know, of Islam, yeah. I believe he said, he's talking about Muhammad. Mm-hmm. The future must not belong to them. Well, how could that? Well, if there's a majority of Muslims in there that are cool with that. I mean, you've won the voting bloc over. You've won the majority now heart of, if, in other words, if there's 100 folks in the United Nations, let's break it down, and 75 of them are for a caliphate, 75 of them are against Israel, 75 of them are for people being, you know, destroyed if they blaspheme the prophet Muhammad, then if you stand up and say that, you just won a voting block over inside of the United Nations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, take a look at this. Potentially, this is what was going on when that was said, but those are serious words when you say the future does not belong to Miriam Ibrahim because she loves Jesus Christ and she refuses to deny her faith. That cannot be. Watch.
No matter how you feel about the United Nations, it's the one place on planet Earth where nations get together and attempt to speak with one voice. That's why their resolutions can make a big difference. So when people all around the world see that approximately 40% of the UN Human Rights Council resolutions were against just one country, most of us would assume that country must be a really bad place. Perhaps ruled by, oh, say, a genocidal dictator who kills his own people, or maybe a tyrant continually threatening to annihilate another country. But actually, the country that has been condemned more times than every repressive country on Earth combined is a democracy. The only viable democracy in the Middle East, Israel. And with these repeated resolutions against Israel, it's easy to see why so many in the international community perceive Israel as a major cause of world problems. But are all these resolutions really justified? Because whether or not you agree with how Israel is handling its many challenges, when you do a basic comparison, like the number of deaths Israel is responsible for with the number of condemnations they've received, and then make that same comparison with other countries, it paints a surprising picture of a possible double standard. What could explain the enormous imbalance? Quick history lesson. In 1975, Cuba needed to gather support in order to take down the biggest democratic superpower dominating the global schoolyard, the United States. Seeing how the UN was mostly controlled by the democratic superpowers, Cuba, along with other communist nations, finally found a way to even the playing field, because it just so happened that, at the same time, a number of Muslim countries were looking for new, creative ways to gang up on Israel. So the communists realized that by joining the Muslims' anti-Israel coalition, they could create an unstoppable voting bloc inside the UN, because with every resolution they passed against Israel, they simultaneously discredited Israel's ally, the United States. So in 1975, the newfound communist Muslim voting bloc spearheaded the passing of a UN resolution that officially stated, "Zionism is a form of racism." Yes, Zionism. The movement trying to find ways to protect Jews from racism was redefined as racism, which is kind of like saying the civil rights movement is racism and Martin Luther King is a racist. This is why resolution after resolution after resolution against Israel from 1975 until this day easily passes through the UN. But today, this movement has a new tool for attacking Israel as the cause of all our problems. The UN's Durban Review Conference on Racism. Durban is charged with finding the real root of racism, and at the last conference, keynote speaker and human rights best friend Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, yeah, the guy who openly called for Israel's annihilation, revealed that Zionism is not only racist, but the true root of racism throughout the world. And what has history taught us about what tends to happen when one ethnic group is believed to be the hidden root to all the world's problems? What is happening at Durban is catastrophic, not only for Jews, but for the whole world. And it's growing, spreading, and gaining credibility through Durban. In fact, this year, representatives from over 140 different countries will descend on New York City for Durban as speakers work to convince them about the secret Jewish cause to worldwide racism. Let's learn from history and this time act before false accusations lead to violence.
It's amazing because this totally lines up with a word. I'm reading from The Harvest, Rick Joyner's book, Fresh Out of the Press, A Prophetic Word. Well, the revision's Fresh Out of the Press. It was 2007 when he wrote it. But he writes in there, in the late 1980s, several prophetic friends and myself all received a revelation that the very same demonic powers that had been released in Germany during the 1920s and led to the horrific things that took place in the 30s and the 40s has been released over the United States. We were also shown that they would manifest differently, but the result would be the same kind of intent. It would be done and birthed there in a time of economic chaos, and it would be a merger between communism and Islam. Mm. Radical Islam and communism, a new economic standard. These things are taking place. I encourage you, if you hadn't got it yet, and we'll talk more about The Harvest, but it is taking place even as we speak. So when you hear about the United Nations, understand, if you want to win over the majority, you speak against Israel, you speak against Christianity, and you win that majority. And that's what took place, and it put the Muslim Brotherhood in power in Egypt. It's amazing. As Christians, we have to be wise, be alert. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Stay knowledgeable, stay connected to VFN TV and daily radio program. And I encourage you, if you haven't yet, begin to partner with us on a monthly basis and pray for us and visit our sponsors. Go to vfntv.com.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit vfntv.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.